In studio with us this morning, we have Tammy Duplessis, the owner of Top Tots Bolito. Tammy, good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
Great to have you with us. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
For a Top Tots interview, a Top Tots talk. And let's dive straight in and sort of illuminate the mystery. Well, it shouldn't be a mystery, really. It's a well-known national brand franchise. You've got the Bolito Top Tots under your umbrella. And what is Top Tots all about? What is the focus?
So we're focusing on getting our moms together. We're focusing on stimulating our little ones and growing them, getting them prepared for school.
That early childhood development, am I right?
That's exactly it.
And rather than a sort of everyday preschool approach, correct me if I'm wrong, my understanding is that it's built around kind of a weekly workshop model. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
When you're looking at age groups, I'm looking at the website here, toptots.co.za. From as young as basically infants, from like 3 months old, you can sign up. Is that right?
Yes, for sure. Our programs are designed in a very age-appropriate manner. We've got 7 age groups, so we really do deal with...
It's quite a spread, hey?
It is. And it allows us to focus on their developmental needs, because they change in the young years. It changes so quickly.
Absolutely. So from that infant group all the way up to 3 to 4 years old. Is that right?
That's correct. Our infant group works a little bit differently than the rest. So the infant group is, because they're so small, it's an hour class.
Any more than that and it's like it's too much.
It's too much. It is. Basically, it's a nice opportunity for the moms to get together and to learn and take home the information, as with all the other classes,
for sure.
Take home the information and practice it throughout the week. It's very intimidating not knowing what you should be doing with your child and not quite knowing the tools you should be using and at the right time.
Yeah.
So what we do is we come together once a week, we chat, it's very relaxed, and we teach the parent or the caregiver ways in which they can stimulate their children at home. So we do it in class, and we often try to use equipment that is readily available at home. So you don't need to go out and buy expensive toys and gadgets. You use things like toilet rolls and...
Yeah, stuff you can make at home.
Exactly,
yeah?
things you'll have in the kitchen. And we just give them the ideas and the knowledge as to why we do what we do with them. They take it home and they can practice for the week, and then they come back and we get some feedback on how they're doing.
That's so cool. Look, I'm a little bit biased here, but I'm very proud, because my little Kai, he's 5 months today.
Ah.
But from his earliest availability, we got him in at in infant class.
Yes.
And it's been so cool to watch the progression over the weeks and the milestones. And you can see the little neck strengths coming along. Ooh, and he's following and he's tracking objects beautifully. You're so proud.
Like, he's alumni. Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, it's so great, and especially for first-time parents, first-time moms. No wonder
I had no idea what I was doing, actually.
But it's such a great thing for a little weekly, as you say, like kind of a little bit of a catch-up, bit of a network. The moms or the caregivers or whoever's taking the little one through gets to connect with others and have a little bit of a chat, a bit of a support group as well. Hey?
Support system. As wonderful as parenting is, it can be lonely.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just feel like you're alone in it and you don't know who to reach out to. You feel judged. And this Top Tots gives the opportunity for parents to really come together and just be able to be honest and open and feel like they've got a support system behind them.
Yeah.
And take that friendship further. Often our moms, they form great friendships and say, come, let's go for coffee afterwards. And that's what we want, especially during COVID. It's been very lonely for a lot of parents. Never mind even talking about the children.
Yeah.
It's been very, very, very...
Isolating, eh?
Isolating time for parents. They haven't wanted to take their kiddies out. We've got a generation of COVID kids. A lot of the kids that come through my doors haven't seen other children and other people.
So that sort of social interaction development skill set isn't really where it might have been in the past, already sort of developing, and there you're seeing that it's actually kind of non-existent now.
Yes, people are stopped taking their babies out to the shops where they're seeing other faces and other things around them, less time in the parks, that kind of thing. because of the virus. And it's amazing to see the kiddies come into class and, oh wow, there's somebody else that's my age, that looks like me, same size as me.
Yeah.
And it's intimidating at first, but after the second or third lesson, they really warm yeah. up to their
other
friends
ones.
And they get so excited to see yeah. each other again. They just light up.
And on that note, look, we're just talking about the age that we're living in. Obviously, COVID has changed the game and you've had to adapt as well. So COVID protocols are very much in place with all of the Top Tots workshops.
Am I right? 100%. I mean, we've always been very careful. Babies put things in their mouths. That's how they explore. We know this. This is a fact.
Yeah.
And we've always had to take that into consideration, but now even more. So obviously we've got the normal sign and temperature check, sanitize hands,
yes.
Protocols. But on top of that, we've changed a few things. So previously we would put a big box of instruments, for instance, out in the middle and the kids could help themselves. Now all we do is separate and they each get their own set,
there
for example. For our activity boxes, they each get their own box. So if they put it in their mouth, and it's fine because after class, everything gets put out, sanitized, dried out, and put back for the next class. Yeah. So with those kind of things, we don't have to be nervous. The other thing, we're quite lucky. We've got a huge space. It would normally fit 10 to 12 moms and babies in, and we've dropped our class sizes to 8. Just so that we can spread out a little bit more.
Brilliant.
Obviously, the children do move around. It's kind of what we want, though. We want them to socialize, but in a safe and sterile environment.
And for location, for those that are trying to figure out, where is yeah. our local Top Tots Bolito based at?
We're at Caribou Nursery.
Ah, yeah, lovely.
Yes, so if you're not sure where that is, it's as you're coming into Mshlali. If you turn left to go to Burndale, you turn right to go to Caribou, and you're along a little dirt road, and you'll soon find the sign that says Caribou Nursery.
In the fresh air.
If I'm a parent and I see that my child has missed certain milestones, do you have like a catch-up program where perhaps I can get him to where he should be at his age, and if it's too late, are able to then say maybe we should look at a medical expert or and so forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm a qualified ECD teacher. I've taught for 5 years, so I'm quite clued up on where kids need to be at mm-hmm. what their ages. But we are understanding that every child is unique and they develop at their own pace.
Mm.
So unless it's a very obvious setback, mm-hmm. our program is to enable growth. So it's uniquely designed, actually, by occupational therapists and by speech therapists. All the professionals designed each and every program.
So the curriculum is really solid. It's based on seriously well thought out, well put together info.
Yes, by professionals themselves. So they know where the child is supposed to be yeah. at. And if you find that's in the class that your child is battling in a certain area, that's where we say, well, go home. You need to practice more on that. Here's some other things you can do to strengthen this area mm-hmm. of development because your little one is battling.
Yeah.
And you as a parent will see, I can see they're behind and crawling where okay. the others are crawling. And You don't panic. Mm-hmm. Every child is unique.
Good.
But yeah. we give you ways to help your yeah. child out by practicing certain things at home.
Okay.
Fantastic. So if you're looking for that kind of that tool set, that level of support, that level of interaction, and just a place to get out of get out of your house once a week and connect with other parents with the kids in the same age bracket and stages of development, Top Tots Bolito Parent and Child Workshop. This is for you. And from 3 months right up to 4 years old, there is a Top Tots workshop for your little one. And as far as signing up, I believe you run it in kind of terms. Is that right?
Yes. So we've got 4 terms in a year, and we run them the same as the school terms.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So about 9 weeks for a term.
Yes. The term consists of 9 weeks, and we come in once a week for an hour and a half.
Very cool. Unless you're in that very little
yes.
infant age bracket where an hour is more than enough.
Exactly.
Now, details. How can we get in touch? How can we sign up? And what does it cost to sign up for a term?
Okay, so the costing, let's start with that. We charge 1,500 Rand for a term, so that's 9 weeks, as I said. And you can contact me at belito@toptots.co.za and my cell phone number 076-316-4409. Otherwise, you can visit the Top Tots website. All the information is there at www.toptots.co.za.
Tell you what, it's an investment in your little one's development, in your own sanity as a parent. I think it's for 9 weeks. It's a real steal. And if you happen to have more than one little one, I believe if you enroll them both, there's also a little bit of a discount. Is that
there
right?
There is. There's 25% discount on your second child. And if you are just curious and want to find out more, we offer the first class is free. So come along for a trial. Class, no obligation. See where we are, see what we do, and see if you like us.
I tell you what, you won't look back. And drop Tammy an email, belito@toptots.co.za, or find all the information you could possibly want on the Top Tots website, toptots.co.za. And Tammy, looking forward to the next term. Yes. I know my little guy, Kai, can't wait to get back in the classroom after a little break.
Yes.
And looking forward to connecting again on 88 FM and talking about giving kids of the North Coast the best start in their early childhood development. What do you say?
Awesome. Thanks so much for this opportunity.
You heard it here on 88 FM.